June highs. And that's an important endeavor. That opens the door for much more nicer moves higher in the corn market. And it was corn that started to lead the way higher overnight. And that drove solid trade volume on its way to a two-month high. Now, soybeans and wheat hit their own contract highs. Speculative funds are estimated, to have flipped from 70,000 net short corn contracts to an equal net long of 70,000 contracts. We'll find out if that is accurate tomorrow afternoon, on Friday afternoon, when we get the updated commitment of traders report. But the Wheat Quality Council's annual crop tour last night estimated northern North Dakota hard spring wheat yields at 48 bushels per acre. That's up from 47.1 bushel per acre last year and up from the five-year average of 43.8 bushels per acre. The market here on soybeans is pushing on a trend line that has held resistance all the way from last November's highs. And so this is an important spot. And normally we would say that for our subscribers to our website, but we are pushing also into a major cycle window day today. The markets are a little overbought. In fact, they're very overbought. Corn, soybeans, and wheat. But I will say a pullback here, and then we can take and maybe look at next Sunday night, Monday. If we're breaking into that, we'll catch and turn around and try to bounce again. But this market is pushing very hard, even on some large Elliott wave numbers of fours and fives. And so that, too, adds caution on this rally for now. Is this the highs for the year? No. August beans have made officially thus far as a lead contract, parentheses around lead, on a lead contract has the highest highs thus far for this year. Well, in a year of a six, ending in a six since 1916, we've had 11 others. Well, out of those 11, we tended to put our highs in for the year on a lead contract after the 1st of July. Three of those years put their highs in July for the year and for a lead contract. And two of them came in August, two in September, two in December, never October, November. And 1 year put a high in June. That was the year of 2016. 1 year put a high in May. That was the year of 1986. So the August contract has officially exceeded what the July contract had been as a lead contract. And so that's impressive. And we note that that too spells that there's probably better yet to come. And we wouldn't be surprised we see higher highs on beans in August, contrary to the last 3 years or so where we've made lows in August, and of course higher highs in September. Beans tend to do a pre-harvest rally into about September 8th, 9th, 10th, maybe the 12th. And with President Xi coming on September 24th to the White House, we believe markets are going to be very positive leaning towards his coming here. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services. Have a great day.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.